I guess I should point at myself with that, right? Anyway, yeah. What up, Foppers? It is I, the Commish, coming at you live with episode 2 of Fopcast. As always, Cam,
yo,
main man, is here to help me out. Before we dive into stories and such, one correction on our first episode, even though I made a laundry list of shit we got wrong. And,
we're going to do a lot of that.
Yeah, well, I thought it would be fun to do like a segment where we go back and it's like a point system of who's dumber. But then it was me by like a landslide. Yeah, so we're not doing that.
Come on.
But anyway, one of the things we didn't know amongst the
many
plethora.
Things.
Yeah, I mean, we actually went back and did the research, but it'd take way too long to correct last week's. Instead of just plowing on, but one thing was we did not remember that Dallas and Buffalo played in consecutive Super Bowls against each other. And with that, we have a Buffalo fan live in studio. Ian, welcome.
Hi, I was going to say, how did you not know that fact?
We just forgot it, but I got my names mixed up here.
I don't know many Buffalo or Cowboys facts, unfortunately.
Yeah, I was gonna say not a lot of people do, but that's also one of the reasons I don't like football anymore. Was kind of
Troy Aikman.
No, it was more Jim Kelly.
Oh, that makes total
sense.
But
yeah, you know, that's how it goes.
Isn't Jim Kelly the reason why you like Buffalo? So okay, anyway, Ian is a friend of ours from our time in Montana. He's from Idaho, but he is a Buffalo fan. So
yeah, it makes sense of that.
Riddle me this.
Well. It makes sense to me because, like, in a lot of ways, it was a free-for-all in Montana. You know? Like, I guess it's technically Broncos country.
You mean Idaho?
Well, Montana, Idaho, like, any state that doesn't have...
Oregon.
A pro team.
The Dakotas. You know, all those states that have a population combined of 1 million people.
Wyoming almost has 1 million.
I didn't say Wyoming.
Anyway. So what made you choose Buffalo, Ian?
Well, really, I've never been that much of a sports fan of very many other sports except for hockey. And at the time, I was a huge Penguins fan.
Boo.
Yeah, whatever. but it was during the time when Mario Lemieux and Yammer Yager were playing. Mario Lemieux, you know, they were killing it as a team, and then Lemieux kind of went out with his whole back cancer and that whole shenanigans, which turned Yarmir Yager into the team captain and kind of more or less a bitch, kind of complaining about just everything his team couldn't skate with him. He was the best guy out there. Nobody could catch his passes. And
locker room issues.
Yeah, so... kind of turned me off a lot from the guy. Unfortunately, I looked up to him and his mullet endearingly. And from there, I kind of, you know, found a gentleman by the name of Michael Pekka.
Mm-hmm.
He was a defensive player on Buffalo, a little bit smaller of a guy, which I was at the time as well. And the rest is history. Again, also followed those guys through a couple disappointing Stanley Cup runs and one that will go down in infamy against Dallas again.
Yeah. Ooh. Well, I think we all can say enthusiastically, for the most part, fuck Dallas, right?
Yeah. I completely agree.
Which is great, because guess what, guys? They lost. So we made predictions last week, or all right. I made predictions. I cut Cam off before he made it. Cam made a Super Bowl prediction. He has... Chargers Eagles in the Super Bowl, so he was
so
wrong.
I'm out.
There.
Yeah. I lost all my money.
Yeah, you're fucked. I said Saints Rams would be the next round, and then Chiefs Chargers. So 3 out of 4 ain't bad.
No.
But yeah, also you know, for the most part,
not bad.
Not bad, but I really don't like New England teams for the most part.
I don't think anybody. Really likes
New outside England. Of New England, no. Yeah. Yeah. So, what about a Super Bowl here? What do you think we're looking at, guys?
I'd love to see a rematch of that Chiefs Rams game and have like a 900 point Super Bowl.
Yeah, that'd be fun. But I think it's going to be the Saints and Patriots.
Saints Pats.
I think that's what the experts have picked.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't liked it at all. So.
Well,
I just think like if Tom Brady's going to pull something out of his ass again,
this is going to be the year to do it.
Yeah. So unfortunately, I kind of want to see him do that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, to be fair, none of us have a true dog in the fight, so it's like, okay, so he can be freaking Thanos with the Infinity Glove, you know, get his sixth ring, maybe.
Oh, there you go.
I honestly, though,
he does have six fingers. Little known fact.
Well, you put one in the center.
Oh yeah.
I was wondering. I knew I saw him before he was a football star. He was in The Princess Bride, right?
Yeah, yeah,
exactly.
That's right. That's
my
right.
name is Tom Brady.
Yeah, it was his acting
you
debut.
You killed my
as well.
Father. I marry Brazilian and become oldest quarterback ever. Yeah. Anyway, I don't even care really. I want to go NFC though. I wanted either Rams or Saints to win it all. I mean, it'd be cool to see Mahomes step in there, but I think that that would ultimately like not be good for his career. Like, I think he needs to face a little adversity and then come back stronger next year. I think he won't do that. So I would like to see, I'm going to say Chiefs, Rams, and then Rams champions. However, ooh. I think the Saints defense, if they play as well as they did like the last 5 or 6 weeks of the regular season, then I think they'll ultimately shut everyone down because that really was like the unsung hero.
It's true. A good defense will win you a Super Bowl, man.
Okay, so we got Ian saying Pats. I'm saying I want the Rams. I'm probably more likely the Saints. And then Patriots are my last pick, so obviously they're going to win it.
So pick one.
No, I'm saying like I want the Rams. I think the Saints have the better defense than all of them, but Rams all the way. All
right.
I'm going to go with Bobby, and I want the Rams to win it. Just, you know, I hitched my cart to their horse at the very beginning of the season with fantasy, picking up Cup and – or no, Woods and Goff and their defense. So if they win it, more power to them. I made some good choices early in life then.
So Pats or New England?
Oh, gross.
I mean, Pats or Kansas City?
Kansas City.
It's a trick question.
Like I said originally, I'd like to see a rematch of that game.
Yeah.
And have, you know, just like a 300-point, whatever, like just a high-scoring Super Bowl. It'd be
gotcha.
Super entertaining
nice.
For once.
Cool. So moving on from actual football news to fun football news, we all know about the infamous kick heard around the world. Poor fucking Parky. Packy.
I think his name's pronounced Finkel.
Finkel.
Finkel and destroy.
Laces out, Dan. So in Chicago, Goose Island, the pretty much biggest brewery there, you know, the biggest microbrew, one of them big guys, the big guys.
One of those guys.
Yeah, they put on a contest, and it's like free beer for life, I believe, if you can make the infamous 42-yard field goal. So here's some of the highlights, if you can call them that.
Boom.
Of people attempting.
Thank God there's a fence there.
Well, yeah, that was the smartest move
ever. Don't give them cleats?
I bet they could show up in cleats.
Yeah.
I think it's all on you, man.
Yeah.
You get one shot to get beer for life.
Is this a free-for-all?
You better prep.
What do you mean?
Like, I mean, obviously they're not letting, like, you know, this 10,000 or 1,000 fans out there all kick, right?
Oh, that guy had a Rodgers jersey on. No wonder he couldn't kick.
Yeah, it was pretty great.
Probably can't throw either.
Can't do audio.
They do have cleats on.
Yeah. Can't do audio, but everyone was booing him. That was pretty funny, I thought.
I'd boo everyone out there.
So my guess is you got to show up and, like, sign up. Like, these guys have bracelets. I don't think everyone got a chance. Oh, this guy's wearing Eagles, dude.
Man. And, like, Yeezys.
Yeah, no.
That's the wrong kick.
Can anybody actually kick it? Like, did anybody get close?
This one's pretty epic. I don't know how it got animated. Oh, he did. But to be fair, Dan Marino there really screwed him over. Oh, this is the closest one.
This is the best one.
That guy deserves free beer for life.
It's true. He got hit the balls.
Just picking his nose.
Oh, security guard down. That's one way to take out security. Oh,
this is all coming from WGN's website via Twitter and all this other stuff.
Please tell me somebody actually like made a solid kick.
I actually think everyone didn't. But yeah, in all of Chicago, which is what, the third largest city? in America.
I mean,
there's not like an amateur,
college, you know, kicker or
I guarantee
high school
there's
kicker.
A soccer player that could kick this.
Ooh.
Oh.
Oh, that guy got it.
I actually hadn't seen that clip before. Hold on. Let's watch that again.
Yeah, he was white.
Wide.
Oh.
I mean, it's a kicker.
Yeah.
Oh, no, there's that one guy the Broncos had for a little bit in Oakland had King, something King.
Well, and
he was a punter.
Who was the Asian guy that they...
Youngblood was his name or something like that, dude. Or Young-ho? Young-ho.
Young-ho.
Yeah, that guy was supposed to be like the next great kicker.
Dude, he couldn't handle the pressure. I honestly think he probably has the feet for it. He just did not handle the pressure. Oh, this guy again?
What's this guy doing over here? He's
singing the Bears fight song or something.
Ugh.
Oh,
he's wearing a Parkey jersey?
No, this is the first guy we saw.
In slow motion.
Oh, slow mo. Ooh.
Oh. Everything's better in slow motion. I mean, I don't know how many times I have to reiterate that fact, but everything.
Here we go.
This guy actually, like, thinks he's a real kicker.
Yeah, look at him.
That's what makes the ending so much better.
Three back.
I bet if he would have planted that foot properly, he looked like he went like 6 inches too far.
Yeah, he overstepped.
He could have. Fuck. I bet he would have nailed it.
Oh, look at the disappointment. The like slumped over sad baby.
That one chance in that guy's life. To actually save half of his income.
Yeah, right? Oh, all right. So that's enough of that. Yeah. So do you guys think you can nail a 43-yarder?
Fuck no. I've never tried one field goal in my life.
Yeah.
Today's not the day, or any day is the day I'm going to make a field goal.
No.
I'll do my damnedest, but...
Yeah. I was going to say, I'll step out there, and I will sure as hell slip on my ass for that attempted free beer.
It's true. I mean, I'll do a lot of shit for
one
free beer.
Free beer, like when you get done trying.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
it's like you at least tried.
Prize.
Yeah,
you know,
it's like you fell on your ass. Here's a beer
or one of those giant combs.
Consolation brew.
Constipation prize.
So got a little bit of like a dick tease in the Kansas City game. Ooh, yeah. It was supposed to be a snowy game.
Dick tease.
They showed the stadium like covered in absolute friggin' snow all day. And then it didn't, like, they had cleared it. Like, it stopped snowing. It wasn't
a snow
game. Well,
they covered the fields. I mean, sorry to ruin the mystery behind the game there. But continue.
But they did not clear out the stands.
Just keep it on the ground.
They did not clear out the stands. So a little bit of extracurricular taunting here.
Oh, is that young Patrick Mahomes?
No.
Did he go into the future? To throw a snowball?
I don't know.
Andy Reid.
Yeah. But,
Santa Claus with a mustache.
Well, they got a... this is coming from Barstool, by the way. They got, like, penalties, or they almost got a, like, game misconduct because the fans were
fucking hit him.
Damn
he
close.
Did.
Like, wow.
Get this kid a contract. Sign
no
him
joke.
Up for the Redskins.
Sign
Let's make
up
a
for
snowball
the fucking league. Broncos.
Right.
Now, they
In
need
case
somebody that can throw.
Yeah.
Wow. That's impressive, though.
Yeah. I wonder how far that kid was out.
I mean, it looked like he was a decent way back in there,
but
I mean,
solid
you can zoom in.
30 yards, man. Like,
good for him.
How far do you think you can throw a snowball?
I don't think I can throw it 30 yards.
Depends on if I get to put a rocket in or not.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. There you go.
Or a little ice ball.
Yep. Oof. Pack that down. Get it nice and icy and wet first, and then pack a little extra layer on there.
Yeah.
Let it rip.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's move on to colder ground. I don't know. That doesn't work. We were just talking about snow. Hockey. So.
Are we going to cover the Saints?
Oh, shit. You're right.
Yeah.
I forgot all about it. So, as we all know, the Saints won their game. And as is tradition, you celebrate.
In New Orleans.
In New Orleans.
New Orleans.
But I want to know how much money the Saints spent on this lighting setup in their freaking locker room.
Dude, they're killing it.
Look at this.
This is the best thing about Snapchat, I guess, is
you
that
know
you
there's...
can see what's going on in like professional people's lives because they're just like, let me live stream this.
But you know they already, like, they're at a stadium. They've got a lighting setup there. They just like, we're like, hey, dude, get ready.
But this is like right after the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had it set up prior, just in case. They knew they were going to win, dude.
That's
their dance moves are sick.
You don't prep for failure. You prep for success.
It's true. The head coach came out with one of their old Lombardi trophies and a stack of $250,000 in ones to, you know, be like, hey, if you guys win the Super Bowl, this is what you get. I mean, that's motivation.
In ones?
Well, he brought it out in ones to make it look more impressive. Well,
I mean you they know, don't get you it know where ones, it's spending it.
Yeah, it's your bonus. It's going to go to the strip club.
Yeah,
I mean, and you're in New Orleans. I mean, yeah.
Just save the bank teller a little extra work there.
So yeah. This is what it looks like when they win. What do you think the lighting would have been like if they lost?
I bet they do the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's exactly the same thing.
It's just like this. There's a band in there playing, like when we went to that one Saints game at the bar. And then it's just all sad music, just like fucking.
Who dat? Who dat?
Who dat? Gonna beat the Saints, the Eagles. Who dat? Oh, God. No more singing for us. Man. All right.
How long do these guys want to stay in their gear? That's what I want to know. They've been playing all game, and they're just kind of like...
Well, I think Ingram's dancing around in a towel.
Yeah, he's about his to fucking, be dick out.
Yeah, he's just like, he's like, ready.
Whip this towel off, get that $250,000 in ones dropped on me at once.
Oh, shit, I didn't even see this dude.
Yeah, look at that rascal. Roller. I bet he's the guy who owns the team.
I think he's just an injured player.
No, that is not an injured player. That is like a 70-year-old white 70-year-old,
yeah.
All right, well, good for him. He's wearing a jumpsuit. You
can see through it.
Because it's the only thing you can use or get into these days.
All right.
Plus, it's a lot easier to change your colostomy bag.
It is. You just lift up the shirt. It's. Yeah.
Well, you just scoot on over the nearest trash can and dump that right in there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Doesn't even have to get up.
All right, so in some kind of messed up hockey news, apparently, this has happened a few times, but...
What is it?
Well, hold on. PK Subban reached out to another black kid hockey player.
Okay.
And apparently this team from Pennsylvania was down in Maryland playing against the guy, starts making like monkey noises and like dropping N-bombs on him, and the coach was encouraging him.
Oh, what the dicks.
Yeah, not like encouraging him, but not like stopping him, like laughing along and shit. So anyway, this kid, his name's Divine, and PK Subban reached out to him with like, so there's Divine right there. This kid is 13, dude.
Damn, holy that shit. Kid's giant.
I know, yeah, dude. If he keeps playing, dude, he's gonna be a hell of a
joke
enforcer or he'll something. Be
a train.
Yeah, that kid is 13, and I mean, like, you can see the boards. The boards are what, like 5 feet high or something? No.
Do you think Divine like might three. Be the first player to ever be in the NHL with the Predator look?
Oh, ooh, my that'd be God! Sick. Only if he plays for the Preds.
Yeah,
as much as
be very fitting. Yeah. I bet he gets the scope that like pops up out of his shoulder.
Yeah, his eye mask is actually like one of those heat seekers.
Yeah, it's got the three laser dots.
Yeah,
it's
like, oh my God, we gotta be this kid's agent, right?
Like, yeah, he can get all kinds of commercials. So like, what will the next Predator movie be? We can have him like do a campaign with the NHL. And the Predator, I don't know, versus wait, Jason or
be like
whoever.
P3, Return of the Mighty Predator Ducks.
the Ducks versus the Predator.
Yeah.
So anyway, this kid's getting racial chirps and all this other crap. And so screw that team. Screw their coach. And then the Caps actually brought him out to a game, and he got to meet Ovechkin and all this shit.
Fuck yeah.
And he plays for the Metro Maple Leafs, which... This is not a Canadian jersey. This is a Maryland jersey, and I thought that was pretty funny.
Bizarre.
So yeah, like all sorts of people reaching out to him, and obviously, you know, like Devontae Smith-Pelly, PK Subban, who like two of his brothers play in the NHL. So all these African Americans like reaching out, just being like, "Dude, you can't let that stop you."
Yeah.
You know, encouraging, awesome, heartwarming stuff.
I hope that other coach got his ass fired.
No shit.
Well, this is like a little league team.
So? Still,
I'm just saying, like, yeah, I agree, but I don't know. Do you even like fire guys like that? Like,
yeah, man.
Can they even get
100%?
I had a hockey coach fired. But
really?
Yeah. Well, he kind of kicked the shit out of one of our players during a practice one day. So,
whoa.
I mean, this is gonna sound tough, but I got like one of my Boy Scout leaders fired because he was just a royal asshole.
Yeah.
I mean,
what did you guys do to this guy? I'm not like being sympathetic. I'm just like. Did he just literally told my parents beat the guy shit was an out
asshole? Oh, well, not literally. He went over and like slammed him up against the boards and kind of got in his face yelling. I mean, the kid missed the pass.
In a game?
No, it was in practice.
And the dude just lost his shit?
He missed the pass. Did you like not hear me?
That's totally worth beating someone.
Yeah, so no, I'm joking over here. Like, no, it was,
I'm joking around over here. I never know with you.
He missed the pass. I mean, it's worthy of at least a black eye.
He shouldn't have beat him that bad, but he deserves something.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So Connor Garland of the Arizona Coyotes had a very unique way to score a goal. Yeah, it's looking good.
Oh, in the face. Yeah, I wanted to say that.
Oh my,
for a long time.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. This is, I'm gonna just let this one roll. Wait for it.
I guess you can't get a high sticking that way.
No. No, you really can't.
I saw another game where this actually happened, where the guy literally headbutted the puck into the goal.
Like,
okay, that's gangster shit.
But they called it no goal because it was, they basically equated it to the same rule as kicking it in.
Yeah.
Or a hand pass. Because
he made a forward motion.
Exactly.
Yep. Dude, look at the carnage.
Oh, yeah, dude. You took a puck to the face.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Well, I bet there's a little bit
of, like, TBI going on there. Like,
what do you mean?
Traumatic brain injury.
Oh, yeah.
You know, not necessarily. It's more like the puck's, like, unless it hits you, like, flat, and it's just going to hit you hard anyways. The edges are hard. They're just going to split you.
Yeah, but you're still getting pounded in the face with a puck going, I don't know, 25, okay,
so he hits,
50 miles per hour, whatever.
He gets hit from behind. That's debatable, whatever. And then, bink, boom!
Oh, my God. He didn't even have his helmet on.
Oh. Yeah.
It's a heads-up play, though.
that's how you use your head in the game.
Yep. Yeah, okay.
He'll
never be a head of a major corporation.
Way to keep your head on a swivel there, kid.
Oh, wait. Okay, one more. Doink! Okay.
I'm just glad.
So Garland gets the goal.
He kept his eye on the puck.
Right? Gets the goal. Now, what do you think would happen in any other thing? He takes the fucking interview. He goes right back out there, dude.
Of course he's going back out there.
Yeah, he's slightly concussed.
That's unreal, man. I love hockey. Four shots, one goal. That's good. Time on the ice, 6 minutes. Okay, yeah.
Well, the doctor said I can't go to bed.
That's the first period, though, right?
I think so. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, that's decent for one period, especially after taking one in the friggin' dome. Oh,
jeez.
Oh. Anyway, Connor went back to score the game winner. He scored two goals that game, man.
Holy shit, man.
Dude, right? Like, my new hero.
Yeah, there's something about hockey players. They're just different breed.
Well, that's what I'm saying, man. Is like,
tough guys.
Well, okay, should we just... We got to come back to hockey, but like, speaking of getting hit right in the dome, our one little NBA news. oh, God, I'm never going to get this guy's name.
God.
Did
oh, if you can say that...
They kept playing.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Of course. Yeah. Yeah, he made he goes to make the play.
Bink.
So that's James Harden. Maybe a Hall of Famer.
Please tell me he did that on purpose.
No. Kablowy. You can see right down in the bottom. Well, not in this. This is like a Twitter feed. But he was trying to pass the dude.
No, he was not. That was a full-on, like, I'm going to look like I'm going to pass, but I'm going to
smash your face.
Yeah. Anyway, well, no ill will. Harden, actually, this is my favorite version of it. MVP candidate. show the Grimaldi goal. Hey, Zach, eat a dick. That's not what we're here for, you asshole. Zach's chirping me because this dude made a sick spinorama no-look goal on the Capitals last night. It was the sixth goal on them, dude. It wasn't going to make a difference.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's how I felt about the seventh one being scored on Buffalo the other night.
Oh, my God,
you know what?
Dude.
It still hurt just as bad.
All right, we're almost the hometown heroes. One last thing. Brent Burns, future Hall of Famer, Sharks player, played his 1,000th goal. Thanks, Cam. You were, like, mouthing me through that there. I needed that help. 1,000th goal, and he got some pretty unique gifts here. So
like GIF or GIF?
Gifst. God damn it. Gifts. Gifts. Oh,
okay.
Like
wrapped presents.
Yeah.
Golden like Christmas.
I didn't know if there were some cool gifts out there floating around.
Did they place them neatly under his bearded bush?
No, they couldn't fit them because...
They were so gigantic.
So we got a silver stick, which Ooh. Is a traditional thing. You get your silver stick when you hit 1,000 goals.
How do you get the golden stick?
2,000 goals? Or not goals, games. Yeah, I was going to say 1,000 goals. Maybe 1,000 goals you get a golden stick. I don't know. He got a fossilized megalodon tooth.
Damn. What?
That is probably 2.5 million years old.
I want one of those.
Dude,
Why would they give you that?
Because he plays with the sharks.
Yeah.
Oh, megalodon. Okay.
Shark. Yeah, what were you thinking it was?
I don't
Just
know.
Just like a badass pterodactyl.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Something cool.
Yeah. Good beard. Oh, yeah. Well, a sick bottle of wine. And then...
Two antelope for the ranch.
antelopes for his ranch. And it's actually... They got that wrong. These are...
Kudu? No.
No, it's...
Gamsbuck?
Gamsbuck. Thank you. Yeah. Gramsbuck or Gamsbuck.
Gamsbuck.
For his ranch in Texas.
What?
Oh, yeah. You can have all kinds of cool shit in Texas.
Yeah.
That's... fucking awesome.
But yeah, I'm saying, like, you better make sure you got a fence, because some dude in Texas walks by, a couple beers deep, sees this guy.
Oh, yeah. That's crazy. Oh, yeah. He's beer I ever done seen.
Yeah, and Zach wants me to note that he ended Hua's career.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why don't you bring something positive?
I don't know what Zach's talking about, because Hua had a very successful coaching career afterwards and changed the hockey game.
Oh!
So shifted careers
Boom,
would be
world
the correct
star.
Terminology.
World Boom. Star.
Takedown.
We got to get an Ian and Zach argument on this. That would be truly epic. Okay, so that about does it for general hockey news. We already did the NBA thing. On to Hometown Heroes, where we all have a little show and tell sesh. Sorry, I should finish that sentence. That didn't sound good. about... news stories from our respective hometowns. Since Ian is new, you're going to go first.
All right.
And also because you're new, we're not going to hold you to Idaho or Buffalo. So, Ian, what's up?
What do you got? So, not being big into football, being from Idaho, the only thing we follow there is Boise State football, which from time to time has been pretty incredible. It's also been pretty terrible. But recently, I find this pretty amusing, that a BSU linebacker, red-shirted freshman by the name of... What was his name again?
Tyson
Mavia. Mavia, yeah. Tyson Mavia.
Labia.
maybe a labia.
Yeah, well, that's kind of where his career is right now, because he got caught smoking weed.
Smoking the reefer.
Yeah. Literally. In his hotel room before the bowl game that unfortunately actually even got canceled. But got sent home before he even had a chance to play. That's the way. Like, you know, if you're going to smoke weed and you're going to do these sort of things, wait till after the game.
Yeah, man.
You know,
it's
season's
like a
over,
celebration
and then you can,
thing.
Like, do what you want. But, like...
Yeah.
Don't do it before the game. You know, I mean, he's probably going to transfer somewhere else, get picked up. And, you know, he's actually apparently a pretty good linebacker.
If he's
12 tackles this year in 10 games, that's not a bad stat.
The Bears will pick him up.
Right, yeah. I mean, hopefully with weed slowly being legalized throughout the country, like, no one's going to give a shit.
Exactly.
But, so, when I read up on this, when you sent me that link, I was like, okay, this isn't that crazy of a story. What's more crazy, but I was like, what the hell is the First Responder Bowl, which was, so they were down in Texas to play the First Responder Bowl, and...
this is another one of the newer bowls.
Exactly.
That just keep fucking popping up.
In two more years, we'll be able to sponsor a bowl game.
I hope so. The Fobcast Bowl?
Yeah.
It'll be an XFL game, though.
Fuck yeah, let's do that. Or LFL. Yeah.
There Boom. We go.
Don't get me so excited on that. That would be amazing. We should just start a second LFL team.
Or league?
Yeah.
It'd be the LFL, the Legends of
Legendary football.
Legends of Blondre football.
Try
saying that 9 times fast. Lola.
So anyway, I was like, what the hell is the First Responder Bowl? And, you know, it's played at the Cotton Bowl, but the Cotton Bowl needs to be sponsored by something. Mm. And I guess this is like kind of like in honor of our troops, but it's for first responders. Okay. So that's all cool and stuff. Yeah. But out of curiosity, I did a deep dive on this, and that's the only bowl to ever be canceled because of weather.
Wow.
And it was because of crazy, like, lightning strikes and shit.
Yeah.
The only time a bowl game has ever been canceled, take a guess what it was.
Well, I have notes here.
It was in Hawaii.
I have notes here, so I can
tell. But
they had,
like, some tsunami or something?
No. It was in Hawaii.
No.
Wait, what'd you say?
The Fukushima thing?
No. Okay. It was in Hawaii in the 40s.
No, like they were not doing bowl games back in World War II.
It was a postseason college game that got canceled because of Pearl Harbor.
What? Isn't
that crazy? That's the only other bowl game to ever be canceled because of outside sources, which says something. I mean,
lightning. And
obviously,
the Japanese.
We love hockey to death, but like at least they'll play football in the snow or in case of Japanese sneak attack or lightning will be the only reason that cancels it.
I think lightning bowl game would be the shit, though.
That would be pretty cool.
What do you mean? Just like...
Just have lightning going off in the background. They like just ground the field. I mean, it's just turf anyways. It's probably like all made of rubber. They're not going to get electrocuted.
In the 40s, they didn't have rubber turf, unfortunately. That might have stopped the bombing of Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, but that'd be a hell of a show after the win.
The bombs just bounce up and hit.
Yeah.
Or the guys go to kamikaze and just like
bounce off. Yeah.
And then they're like, why did I do that? That was so scary.
It'd be the Goodyear Bowl.
The Goodyear Bowl. Oh, man.
Oh, that'd be
sick, demented people in this
Hindenburg
room. The right
Hindenburg Bowl.
The Hinden Bowl?
The Hinden Bowl.
At some point during the game, a giant Zeppelin filled with hydrogen will crash into
Snoopy
it.
Snoopy finally perishes. After watching 100th bowl game.
All right. Cam, what do you got in random Denver stuff since we kind of started with the... We didn't do any of the pro sports from each team. Let's do our random ones.
So I kind of witnessed some history last night. I went to the Nuggets-Golden State Warriors game, and the Nuggets were down by... Or the Warriors had scored 50 points in the first quarter. 51 points.
That's insanity.
Yeah, and then they lost the game by 31 points. They were first in their division, half a game back, and the Warriors came and just robbed the top spot from them. Like, just destroyed them last night. But it was a good game.
Was it?
I mean, it was fun.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it was that great.
Free games are always fun.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. Yeah, okay. So I'll go with, stick with NBA. Oh, so wait, the Nuggets aren't first in the West anymore?
Nope.
Okay, because of that game. Because that was our big story. Like, their 12-game at-home winning streak was shattered.
Last night.
Yeah. Breaking news. All right,
well. Hope they don't go the Buffalo way.
Yeah, right?
Buffalo.
The way of the Buffalo.
The way of the Buffalo.
Yeah, we should have looked in to see if Buffalo had any NBA teams ever. Jamie, look that shit up.
They don't play basketball that far north.
Yeah, they do. There's a team in Toronto.
Yep, they're half a game back now.
They're half a game back from number one?
Yep.
All right, so in basketball news in Washington, the Wizards still suck, which
surprise,
is neither here nor
surprise.
There. But they improved from a 40% win ratio to a 40.9% win
Ooh,
ratio.
Damn, they're almost to 41%.
Yeah. Yeah. Good job, guys. And I think my main beef with the Wizards was because of their name. I never liked the name Wizards. In 1996...
Show them the Wizards sleeve.
God.
Being more appropriate
the
in
the WNBA name.
Yeah, the Wizards sleeves.
Oops. Triggered. So in 96, they changed their name from the Bullets due to DC's high murder rate, and then the owner was good friends with the Prime Minister of Israel, who was assassinated, and that was like the straw that broke the camel's back, which I think it's kind of weird. You're like, okay, so like literally thousands of people get shot in the city year, but then like your buddy gets shot and that's what does it.
Well, yeah, and he was, but the guy was killed by a wizard staff, so that's what makes it really bizarre.
Yeah, I mean, it was a magic bullet that killed Yitzhak Rabin there. So they put it out to the DC area, the DMV, what the name should be. And at this time, they were also moving into DC from Landover, Maryland.
Ooh.
So, just curious, what would you guys think are good DC basketball team names?
The mayoral crack candidates. DC. The
Golden Showers.
Come on. No, like seriously.
The Monuments.
That's not bad. Okay.
The Smithsonian.
The Washington Monuments. That's a decent.
The Swamps.
Yeah, but then you're going to, on your like the jersey, you're going to have just the Washington Avenues. Monument just like being proud on your jersey.
Ian, have you seen the Wizards logo?
No, I don't watch basketball. Dumb question.
You should watch more basketball.
So, put a pin in where I was going, but there you go. So what, you just have the monument sitting there? Yep, that's exactly what they have. Think about it. Yeah, so here are the names that didn't make it. We have the Washington Express or the DC Express. I'm like, not a soccer like a
train?
Team. No. It's nothing.
Metro?
Yeah.
No, yeah, DC Metro. I mean, that's what we call it. The Metropolitans, that could have been one. We have the Washington or the DC Stallions. Or hell, I'll even give them Virginia. Or
you know a horse can't make it in a swamp. Like, it's going to get fair. Stuck in there. I see why they didn't pick that one.
What about the Washington or DC Sea Dogs?
Is that like a... Yeah, no.
No.
No, man.
Not What's on a sea the dog? Ocean. Well, it's like a seal, I guess.
Oh, that's a terrible name. No,
a sea dog's like a nickname for like a scallywag dude that just...
Works See, that'd be cool. All the
time. A pirate. Cool.
Yeah, I'd be cool with that.
Except for there's one major problem. DC is not on an ocean or a bay. The Chesapeake Bay is like 56 miles away from DC.
You just sail down the Delaware to get there.
Well, no, actually you sail down the Potomac. The Delaware is by Delaware. Oh, the Potomac. The Potomac, yeah.
We'll just sail down that ship. Be the Potomacs.
Potomac's also a decent name. Or
sounds cool.
Or River Dogs.
Yeah.
There you go. What the hell is that? I don't know.
That's an otter.
Okay. Oh, they should, yeah. I got one. The Redskins.
Ah, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Problematic. Actually, though, if they were the Potomacs, so Potomac, I believe, comes from Powhatan, which was like the native nation.
Tell me more, Alice Cooper.
Yeah. Oh, I almost wore my Wayne's World like shirt today. That would have been epic. Damn, it's drying. Anyway, so what was I saying? So, yeah, they could have had another logo that would have been problematic. So what I wanted was the Dragons.
That obviously, would be gangster.
I have a little predilection.
How is the Dragons any better than the Wizards?
Well,
because dragons are badass.
Yeah.
Yeah, but guess who beat the Dragons? A fucking dwarf.
Still, it doesn't matter.
Okay. Sorry, my bad.
A wizard?
Hobbit.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, come on. You really want, what is it, Charles Malone or whatever coming in there and beating your team?
Charles Malone. But no, it's Post Malone.
Yeah, that guy. See, this is how much I know about basketball. This is why you don't ask me basketball facts.
Well, the reason why I thought the Dragons were a good choice, aside from the fact I just think dragons are cool, DC Dragons kind of has a better ring to it. That's true. Cool.
You do have a dragon tattoo.
I do have a dragon tattoo.
The Bobby with a dragon tattoo.
Yeah. The boy with the dragon tattoo. But also because the arena is in Chinatown.
Oh, so yeah, fitting.
Yeah.
Pinky did not like that. Yeah. But, and then, like, now the NBA is doing all these, like, crossover jerseys to appeal to the Chinese market because apparently the NBA is huge there. Like, you'll see Houston.
People aren't.
Yeah. Yeah. Houston Rockets have, like, you know, Chinese characters and stuff. As a. This is, like, one of those things I'm not going to hear until I go back and edit this. All right. So that does it for NBA. Got some NHL news from your Sabres there, Ian?
Well, yeah, we got a little news there from the Sabres.
Yeah.
Well, first they really sucked up a fat one last night. Actually, how are they doing? They're playing right now, and it's like started 0-0. They're going against Calgary tonight. Should be a good game. Calgary's probably going to stomp them, but let's hope not. Calgary. Because we got two killer stars on our team. That's right, count them, two going to the... Eichel was voted in initially, and Jeff Skinner was one of the last men voted in, which is pretty cool to see. He's actually also second in the league right now with goals, right behind your lovely monster from the north.
Monster from the north.
What's his name?
MVP? Alex Ovechkin? Defending champion? That guy? 33 goals?
Yeah, how many does he have compared to, you know, Crosby there?
All time?
Yeah.
Way more goals, less points, though. Yeah, oh, cups. Oh.
Or MVPs, or...
I actually think Crosby only has one MVP, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, I feel like you got two, but okay. I'm not going to make those.
Wait, keep talking. I'll look that up.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. Skinner's been having a killer season this year. Hopefully he can keep that up and Buffalo can get back on track tonight playing with him. And in other news, Rasmus Dahlin was the fourth defenseman to reach 20 goals the fastest. How am I saying this wrong? He was the fourth fastest to reach 20 goals in his rookie season, which actually is pretty cool because the guy that's coaching Buffalo right now was the first ever, or the fastest ever to reach that. Pretty cool little stat there, having one of the greatest defensemen of all times, but also in a different game, kind of coaching you and raising you up on your first season. So he sounds pretty psyched to be on the team this year. Dahlin does anyways, and... he's been making a huge difference for those guys.
Is he that character from Street Fighter with the really long arms?
Dawson?
Yeah, that guy.
No, he's this very young.
Yeah, 18-year-old kid he's probably not going to have, you know, an opportunity to grow facial hair if they ever make it to the playoffs until at least his 10th or 11th season.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely lacking. Well,
he's super actually, blonde. If you look at it.
He's kind of got a stodgy.
He's got the little dirt stash going on there. That's pretty nice.
It's probably just super thick. It's just transparent. It doesn't show up on camera.
Sure, it's like that old guy from the Saints locker room.
He also comes from the Northlands. So. No, but he's been awesome this year.
I got to meet him.
Really?
Yeah, at the banner raising.
That's right.
He was there. I mean, I wasn't like, yo, dude, what's up? I was just like. Rasmus, number one draft pick. All right.
All right.
I got really nice tickets.
who is this nice gentleman talking to me?
He looks like Rat. All right, Cam, NHL news from Denver.
Yeah, man. You know, the old Avalanche are tied with Dallas at 50 points, 21-17-8, fourth in the Central Division, so... Not too great, but not terrible right now. McKinnon yells at the coach, slips off bench.
Oh, yeah.
And Duchesne is at his 20th goal this season. So, you know, not anything too amazing going on with the Avs, but it's a season.
It's a season.
I mean, they're first in their division right now, or first in the wild card spot.
Yeah, which isn't bad. In the West, they're
But I mean, they also had a season like this last year and came out super strong
in the last half.
Yeah,
well, actually, last season they sucked. They were dead last, and then I guess after the holiday of the All-Star break, I don't know whatever it was, they made a run and made it in the last place, and you know. Obviously, I'm a Capitals stan over here, but I'd love to see the Avs like make some waves this year. I mean, obviously, Capitals Avalanche Stanley Cup final would be like the greatest thing that ever happened, aside from last year, of course.
Yeah, I'm game.
But yeah, as you can see here, Avs are sitting in that first wild card spot, and they are tied with Dallas in points. So, real tight race there. And very similarly, an extremely tight race in Washington, in the Metro Division.
Always.
With, so tight. Yeah, super tight. With, only, 3 points separating the top of the Metro from the bottom of the wild card. And since Washington has kind of sucked the last three games, they fell out of that first place position for the first time in like 6 months. But in some happier news, when we played the Bruins last Saturday, it was the 14th time we beat the Bruins in a row.
Wow.
I'm so glad you guys beat them, too. That was like, if I can just keep Boston from getting points,
Ian's happy.
You know, I'm going to be happy because then we're going to keep moving up and back up into the wild card spot.
Yeah.
And as long as we get points anyways.
And that is the caveat right now, is the wild card position in the East is way different. Oh, looking at two winning games behind the Pens right now.
No, Pens not. We don't compete with the Pens. We're behind Montreal.
Right, but I'm saying for the wild card.
Isn't it one team from each division?
No.
Oh, it's not?
No.
It's just points.
Yeah, it's just points.
Okay.
Yeah. So as you can see, yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, it's tight, but not nearly as tight as some other divisions. Also, Brooks Orpik played his 1,000th game. Wondering if he's going to get a megalodon tooth and a couple of antelope for wherever the hell he's from.
I bet he gets like a fossilized hockey stick.
He gets a hockey stick made out of marble from the Washington Monument. They just
or one made out of like a T-Rex femur.
Corner torn off the Declaration of Independence.
There you go. The tape.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. That was good. And then, in our game versus Columbus, little bit of a stick mayhap.
Oh,
for
dang.
Holtby. And then we played Copley.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, and he's fine, but to rest him, we played our backup Copley last night, which brings me to my last thing. Preds fans are pretty wild, throwing catfish. They love their team. That's awesome. I support that. But be a little bit of a hockey fan, guys. Last night, after many goals were scored, Preds, as is tradition at an NHL game, you chant the goalie's name when they're sucking. Try and get in their head. Our goalie's name is Holtby, and these Preds fans were chanting Holtby the whole time, even though we had Copley in.
Well, they didn't.
Oh, know. They're confused.
Yeah.
That's so dumb, though.
Yeah, but they had no idea.
Yeah, that's my point.
They're
from the
South.
It's not good hockey. It's not a good look. They're from the South. Ouch. Cam, not big on anything below the Mason-Dixon line.
Oh, that's true.
There's a few things he's big on.
Oh! Below the line. Okay. Cam, hit me with a wild card.
Wild card. So Colorado women dominate the Sports Illustrated Fit List. So,
yeah.
I mean, we are like the fittest state in the union, so it kind of, makes sense, or it's fitting. But, kind of crazy. I mean, we got just a lot of
that looks
athletic
unhealthy.
Women running around here.
Yeah, I thought the same thing, but she can run real fast.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, and then this is funny, we're on Subban, so Lindsey Vonn, also a Coloradian.
Yep. Skiing.
Skiing it up. Dayton PK Subban.
Ultra runner.
Courtney DeWalter. She's on Rogan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah.
She's just out there running 200-mile races plus. That
Kayla
sounds like
Schifrin.
Fun.
She's been coming back and crushing lately.
Yeah.
Steeler.
And then
Sasha.
Whoever that...
Sasha.
The Jillian.
Movie Molly's Game is based on was also from Colorado.
See, look at us go.
What movie is that?
It's a movie about the lady who gets indicted for running a poker game. I don't know. I just watched it the other day.
And that's a guy. Man, Tommy Caldwell.
Yeah, definitely. Fittest female out there.
Yeah, look at him go.
Go, I mean, Tommy, her, go.
Actually, Tommy's a cool dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for my final wild card, I thought we wouldn't really be reporting on college sports. And it really made me wish that we had more than a weekly podcast here, because I feel like I was the first one to break this news to only Cam and not you guys out there.
You should have shared that.
This isn't the hamburgers?
No, this is it. So our beloved President Trump decided to host the Clemson National Championship team.
Is this the first team that ever actually showed up in the last 2 years?
Well, maybe. I don't know. I doubt that. But he decided to make a statement about it because the government is shut down. They were cutting back on kitchen staff, though I'm sure his fat ass is eating all sorts of junk that he wants.
I bet this he is the junk he wants, like, to eat. Though. Legitimate tigers were going to show up.
Yeah.
And that's why he got so much fast food.
That's a good point. But he decided to hook him up with a shitload of fast food from Wendy's, McDonald's, and because of the 24-hour news cycle, I didn't get the great clip, which is him explaining
why he didn't go to Taco Bell.
No, he listed
Taco
that.
Bell, bro.
So, like,
oh, we had Taco Bell.
Yeah, it was just on the other side of a wall.
they left it outside the gates.
Yeah. But so yeah, President. Host the best college athletes with fast food, because that's where we're at in America right
Apparently,
now.
Apparently, they loved it, ate it all up.
Yeah,
all 300 hamburgers.
Yeah.
Yeah, hamburgers.
There's like freaking 40 kids on that team, man.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Oh, so remember that night we went out and grabbed some tacos and then ended up at that crazy soccer bar?
Yeah.
Here in Denver?
The Three Lions.
Yeah. It is shutting down, unfortunately. Was that, what team did we see? I was trying to think of it.
It was a Peruvian.
Peru.
I can't remember if it was a national team or if it was like a local team. Or
dude, those guys were partying down.
So we walked into this place and it was just like 12 Peruvians and children running around with drums and
at like
trumpets.
11 o'clock on like a
Sunday.
Yeah.
So
it was a school night.
It was definitely school night, and we were like, oh, wow, the Peruvian team must have just won a big match. And then I did some research, dove deep on it, and it was like a regional team, and they got, and the team that these guys were cheering for got spanked.
Oh, yeah.
So they were just sitting there singing their fight song like nothing went
banging
on.
Banging drums. They had this crazy horn thing that they were playing.
Psyched to lose?
They were just psyched.
I think they're just psyched to get out of the house with the kids and be able to drink at a bar.
Yeah.
I mean...
So anyway, coming up on screen now, we got some shots courtesy of the No Denver of this bar. This is
Three Lions.
Three Lions Pub.
It's Colfax Bar.
This has got to be during the World Cup. So the American Outlaws, which is the supporter firm for the U.S. national team, is like headquarters, or the Denver chapter headquarters here. Here's a guy checking his phone. Because he doesn't care about soccer. And yeah, so this place is shutting down.
But it was a staple in Denver.
Yeah, you know? And I guess they're going to rebrand as a regular sports bar. But I don't understand why they have to do anything.
I don't get it either.
Why can't you just be like, we'll show freaking rugby now too.
Yeah.
Like,
and cricket. Like, whatever you're into. We got that on a TV in the back.
I mean, probably because they have to show American sports to get... you know, people to go.
Well, okay. But look here, man.
Yeah, look, it's packed.
Yeah.
And we were there at 11 o'clock on a Sunday, and there were a shit ton of Peruvians.
Yeah, the thing is, though, is, like, you're not going to, like, every 4 years have,
how did the
weekend worth of, like, business.
However many billion people there are on the planet, most of them watch soccer.
Yeah, but it's still only 4 years.
Yeah, but there's, like... constant international games. I'm just saying, I get it, but, like...
And just because there's... soccer is the most popular sport in the world.
Doesn't mean it's here.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's
it's
people
the
from all around the world.
Sport here.
Yeah, I'm not arguing.
No,
well, no,
I think netball is.
Yeah, netball's got to be on that list.
What are you talking about? I watched that. It is. I'll tell you what, that netball, those ladies can shoot.
Yeah, they can shoot. Mm. And they can pass with undefended.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
no one's
have
in
you
my
landed,
way. I'll shoot
have you
all
seen
kinds
how
of
good
holes.
They stick their landings? They're like gymnasts out there.
It's a good planet. Okay, I'll give you that. All right. Ian, speaking hit me of, with you your wild card, baby.
See that that gymnast recently? Or what was it the other day? It was all crazy, and then... No? No one watched this one? Oh, we should just do that. We're going to do that one instead of this one.
Okay, keep talking. What should I Google?
This was... it happened, I believe, like on the 7th or the 8th. It was a major gymnast competition or gymnastics competition, but this girl was just absolutely crazy on it. And then,
it like randomly, a floor routine? Like, what am I looking
for?
Yeah,
yeah, it's a floor routine.
Oh, those are my favorite.
Yeah. Oh, this girl?
I don't know. Does she look excited? Yeah.
Well, it's gymnastics. Yeah. They all look excited.
Yes, you this play. Right here.
All
right,
hold up.
This
hold
is
up.
The most excited I've ever seen in any gymnastics floor routine. Aside from when they have, like...
Well, they're all so smiley all the time.
So, how many gymnastics floor routines are you familiar with?
Well, the ones that...
Mainly you know, this one.
Yeah. And then there is the one from... what's the frat movie with Will Ferrell?
Oh,
yeah.
Old School.
Yeah,
old school.
That one. That was another one.
Jazz hands.
Just
I like all the girls in the background doing the routine, standing there with her.
I can't.
Okay, I can't do any of this.
Yeah, the
this
problem
is a whole lot of flair. Does this like go over well in floor routines?
Oh, just she's wait. Smiling. Just wait till the end because it goes over very well.
Again, I'm not talking shit. The athleticism here is crazy, but like it's just kind of like she's taunting.
I would have except for Lisa,
watch
like,
what she's actually doing.
No, yeah, amazing.
I feel like this is every early 90s like Madonna video.
Well, the good thing, the other thing that's pretty cool about this is it's basically the soundtrack that she's dancing to Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh.
But it keeps like rolling through and switching songs between every one of these little like maneuvers she starts pulling.
So she's got
she should have had Chris Pratt come out.
Yeah, the greatest mixtape in the universe going.
Right.
All right.
A little tongue flare there. Is that why she's so excited? And then just wait for this one. Yes!
Dude, no.
So psyched!
How? Again.
Did you see how psyched she was to stick that?
Yeah.
I bet that felt so good.
Well, to land it, maybe.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Yeah, but wait, no.
Wait, you gotta watch to the end.
Okay,
because
okay.
We're waiting.
It's
we're
incredible
watching.
What she, you know, I'm thinking waiting. About how, I'm what she did and all this stuff.
Baited
boom,
eyeballs.
Perfect. Tens. All around.
That's, damn. I didn't know that was possible.
I mean.
I thought it was like ice skating. It. You don't get tens.
I'm perplexed.
I think it was.
How is she not more excited right
look
now?
Look how fucking bruised her legs were from failing at that. Ouch!
From slamming her box on the mat. That just looks so painful.
No, that's impressive. I'm just surprised. Like all the flair went over. Well,
you know, you got to put on the show.
That's true.
It's true.
Commit. I just.
Yeah, exactly.
It's such it seems like such a stuffy sport, and it seemed like there's just a whole lot of...
It's why the men's gymnastics isn't fun to watch. They have no flair. They just walk around and be like,
that's why.
Look at how good I can flip around and twirl in the air.
I can stay an iron cross on rings. Yeah, great. Cool, dude.
Show me some, like, you know, I want to wink every once in a while. Or, like, you know, give me, like, one of those little shoulder shuffles. That's all I'm asking for.
All right, well, that bears a Google search.
Do a cock push-up. So, I mean,
male
do something cool, man.
Gymnast floor routine. All right, I'm sorry. We got to get to our main subject here because we're already an hour in.
All right.
But Scott Morgan, lay it on me, bro. Hold on. Let's see if Ian gets his winking shoulders.
Scotty Morgan.
I like the little hop to start.
All right.
Oh,
ooh, the little pirouette.
Is that always,
but he's not smiling.
That?
Look at
his little hops that he does.
Yeah,
before.
What's up with that?
Holy shit.
Whoa. Damn.
It oh, is, shit. I didn't put this on. Oh.
It is absolutely incredible how impressive these athletes are.
But I'm saying.
Oh, I know. Imagine being able to do this.
Dude,
this is totally a skill you could use in the zombie apocalypse, too. Like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just running and jumping.
Yeah, jump over him, like rip a head off. This is a life skill that's going to
take
you
far. Well, this is the first thing that came up when I Googled flamboyant male gymnastics floor routine. So
well, I think
I'm not seeing the attitude.
Flamboyant was the wrong word.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, excited.
I just don't think that they actually, like, quality representation.
Not show emotion?
Right. Yeah. You know? I got to say, I mean, if we're doing a side-by-side of these two things
here. Yeah, they just jump around. It's like, no, put some pizzazz on there.
Yeah, okay. So.
Give me a little of that cock sauce.
Yeah, exactly. Lead with your cock muscle.
No, I'm just talking about sriracha, dumbass.
Oh.
Right.
Make it hot.
Yeah.
Right.
Make it hot.
Yeah.
Make it hot.
Squirt it all over.
Okay, moving on. So this week, as we always do, we are covering an obscure sport that is not really mainstream, should maybe be mainstream, and we got ourselves in a little bit of a pickle. So we wanted to start with LARPing, which is, of course, short for live-action role-playing.
Of course, everyone knows that.
Never live, saying. Right?
No,
Oh, no, LARPing is live. What's the one that you guys play on your computers? And?
Oh, that's...
Dungeons and Wizards.
Yeah, that's like World of Warcraft.
What's it called?
MMORPG.
RPG.
Yeah.
That's right.
And that's what RPG stands for, role-playing game.
That's right.
LARPing is live-action role-playing.
All right.
So it's basically, you know...
The kids with the foam swords.
Exactly. Which
those kids.
Awesome.
Yeah, I do it.
I have done it. It's amazing. In Scouts, we went out to like a LARPing event or whatever the fuck you call it, and we were like the monsters. So instead of having some... role to play, like, oh, I'm the bard of Avon and I play songs and throw spells, like, we just roll up on these dudes with foam swords
and just smack
beat the shit out of them. More than likely they'd cast some spell and kill us, and then we just have to wait 10 seconds after they were gone and revive and go find another nerd to wail on. But
at least you could revive.
No, that's all what I'm saying. So we were like, you know, you play a video game and there's just like goblins running around. That's what we were.
Yeah.
It was awesome because you had no ties. You didn't have to do all these quests and all this other shit. It's a lot of fun. Honestly, I'd love to do something like that again. And I think that might be a fun video piece if we can be some NPCs at a LARP thing. But unfortunately...
Sounds like a good Saturday.
Yeah. Or a whole weekend.
I'll bring
weekend.
The beer.
Or we could just go paintballing.
Right. Yeah, there's that too.
Or we could... paintball
well,
in LARP. The LARPing.
Well, that's...
Like, be like,
World
we came from
LARPing
the future.
With paintball?
Dude,
yeah.
This is
well,
what I
okay.
found. Okay, so in our research,
continue.
We want to cover something that's like kind of like a sport, and unfortunately, there's not just like a straight-up LARP competition.
That's probably where they've gone wrong.
Well,
is
maybe.
If, no, but dude, if there was a guy that was out there that was like, oh, I'm the ultimate LARPer, and he had like 1,000 games or 1,000 LARPs or 1,000,000 LARP points, however the frick you're gonna play this shit.
Yeah.
Like, it might actually be pretty fucking sweet.
Yeah, well, as a spectator sport.
I would imagine being a non-LARPer, but putting myself in the minds of a LARPer, it's an activity where everybody wins, you know? You don't need a championship
Touché.
There.
Yeah.
Touché.
But what I was gonna say is, like, there isn't just, like, a national LARPing society... or something like that. It's all these different groups, and that's great, but it doesn't really fit the format.
It is kind of cool, though, because they have, like, steampunk LARPing
yes.
and all kinds of, you know, future
yeah.
atomic
cool.
LARPing. Yeah.
But do you guys know what Shadowrun is?
No.
Okay, so, like, you know Dungeons & Dragons?
Heard of it.
No.
What, really?
Yeah, I've heard of
okay.
it, of course.
But
only
you know
when they, like,
it.
Have, like, hot chicks and, like, nerd movies come in and play.
Okay, anyway... So it's a role-playing game like Dungeons & Dragons, but it's like modern slash futuristic. So like guns and shit like that. It's like kind of like that movie Bright that came out
okay.
with Will Smith. So
yeah.
it's like a modernized version of that, but then there's also like an element of like futurism. So there's like...
Is there anything like Escape from L.A.?
Sure, but like with like hobbits and shit.
Yeah, orcs.
Anyway, I thought that would make a good LARPing, because then you get the whole fucking paintball thing and all this crazy stuff. That would be dope. Anyway.
So we're not doing LARPing.
No.
It is
no.
Long story.
Long story short is LARPing is too much of a vast universe to dive into.
And not
although,
exactly a sport.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm very intrigued.
Well, neither is golf, but.
Well, that's.
But they're scoring.
Yeah, same in porn, but that's not a sport either.
Hi-yo.
Ooh.
So instead,
went for the money shot.
We are doing night fighting, which is, I have found, is kind of a blanket and like
Knife fighting.
Knight.
Oh.
Knight.
I was like, fighting. Sweet, knife fighting.
Yeah. Like the Golden Knights.
The Golden
Knights. In hockey terms.
Yeah, they don't fight that much.
Reeves? Exactly. Are you kidding me?
Well, he's one of them.
Okay. Anyway, knight fighting is medieval reenactment taking to a competitive and a whole new level. So, have either of you ever been to a Renaissance fair before?
Unfortunately not.
What about medieval times?
No, can't say
that. Okay, but you're aware that there are guys that medieval fight.
No, I've seen this before. Yes. Like, I've actually always wanted to do the jousting.
Yeah, I saw it was a show on TV for a little while. I don't know what channel, network, or any of that shit. But for
it was.
Yeah, I remember it being televised, and I was like, this is gangster.
You guys did wonderful research this week. Thanks. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I found out about this like 3.5 hours ago, bro.
You never watched that show?
Anyway.
I did a couple episodes.
So knight fighting is essentially medieval reenactment. There are like 3 or 4 different kind of governing bodies that
do this.
Guys are
just wailing on each other. Like, this is where you get TBIs.
Oh, that is awesome. That was brain cells just getting killed. Oh.
So this comes from HMB, which stands for Historic Medieval Battles, and that's kind of like the technical term for it. There's a few
bitches.
There's
she's
a
got a shield to the face.
Yeah.
Oh, that's points though. Oh, look at that. Cut your arm off.
The mini hatchet.
Boom! In the back.
So, according to the Wikipedia page, HBM is a rather young, modern sport, full contact fighting with the use of offense and defensive weapon characteristics of the medieval ages. Specifically, armor and weapons must be of the style from the dates 1200 to 1699, which I think is a random but weird cutoff.
Why is there just like one guy always like coming back in from the side?
Those 1700 weapons, they just got too gangster.
Yeah, well, that's like when guns came into play, really. So,
that guy kicked him right in the balls. Dude, that was amazing. No wonder he's down on the ground. That was a legal hit. I actually did see that.
The blue team.
He's getting jumped in. Yeah.
You're out of the red team. You're joining the blue team.
So fighters are dressed
come
in
to the Crips.
Fighters are, well, the stakes are much higher than Bloods and Crips, my friend. Fighters are dressed
blood in, blood out, my friend.
Fighters are dressed in full armor, which, like the weapons, is made accordingly to historical standards. One person's full set of armor, and this is like kind of blanket terms for this whole movement. One person's full set of armor must originate from the same place within a 50-year span. So in other words, like, you can't have armor from 1200 and like 1300.
You got to keep in the time frame.
Exactly. Yeah,
cool.
But can you mix like French armor and like English armor?
No, it said from the same place as well. Okay. So that kind of gives it some authenticity, although like I don't think they're tied to it because as you'll see, there's like nations that didn't have medieval European battle, which is pretty much what you're looking at with this stuff.
You probably wouldn't want to go in there with a Celtic garb.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
maybe you do. I mean,
well,
you have to have armor though, right? They weren't armored.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, with mushrooms and boners, I guess. But
well, no, it's that's like the best that's armor you need. That's part of like the rules.
See whatever you want.
Obviously, show up just tripping on this massive erection, running at people.
Everyone just runs away like those videos.
That's how they won sometimes.
Yeah. Well,
general butt naked.
So, it's a sporting component of historical reenactment of the Middle Ages, obviously. Battles usually take place at festivals or historical reenactments, but there is this thing, and it's called the Battle of Nations.
Yes.
What?
And
is it coming to Denver?
No.
Oh.
We'll get to the American contingency.
Oh, this is only
we do have the Renaissance Fair down in Colorado, well, in between Denver and Colorado Springs.
Well, here's the thing, boys.
Oh, yeah, man. It goes on for like 2 months during the summer.
Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah.
I bet you they have a component of this now.
Oh, I guarantee it.
I know a guy who plays bagpipes there.
Nice. Really?
Yeah.
Where was he for pack. Ian's wedding?
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Damn.
I didn't know you needed a bagpiper.
I should have mentioned it earlier.
You always need a bagpiper.
Dude, I got a guy who does. I got a guy for everything.
So, the Battle of Nations is an international historical medieval battle world championship.
Yes.
The first one was held in 2009 in Ukraine and is typically held and has always been held in Europe every year in April since.
Are these guys swinging metal at each other?
Are they blunted swords or is it like? I mean, obviously, they're not going in there with like.
That is part of the rules.
This guy's just wailing on this dude with a like a hammer.
Right. Yeah. So there, it's pretty much a free for all except for you're not supposed to aim for hands and feet just because it's kind of like dick bitch moves, you know?
Yeah.
And then, you can totally use Jesus Christ. Jesus. Yeah, it's brutal. But basically, all the weapons are blunted. There's like rigorous standards for the armor and stuff.
I would say so. I mean,
dude, I bet these guys sleep so good that night.
Dude,
I bet.
All right? Concussed and like. And just spent like, all this energy wearing like 50-pound armor suits.
Yeah,
this watch is,
this. Oh, don't. That guy's knocked out, dude.
Oh, these guys are wearing cut up American flags.
It's pretty cool to see them just like taking these blows. And you're like, yeah, I wonder if this is what battles were really like. If just like guys just like,
oh, yeah.
Well,
that sucked.
Did you ever, you saw Night's Tale, right? I mean, they had like Queen and David Bowie playing in the background on the battlefield.
That actually wouldn't have been pretty sweet. So basically, the works like this. There's all
what the
sorts.
What fuck sword is that?
Yeah. Different types of categories, right? So you got duels, which are 1v1, one versus one, right?
Yeah.
And those come with what you'd expect, you know, sword and shield, sword and buckler, long sword. and then you have.
Do they have a theme song? Because I'll sing
pole
that
arm.
Shit.
What is this?
Pole arms.
You got some distance. Oh, you can they you not cross, cross that rope?
Yeah, I guess not. Not in this version.
And they're not allowed to stab, it looks like. Which
well,
is too
right.
bad.
Yeah, see, well, that's, yeah, you always that's stab one people. Of the main criticisms is people are like, well, yeah, it's like medieval things, but you can't stab. But it's like, yeah, well, we don't want people dying.
Yeah.
So, like, they try and take a lot of safety precautions, but apparently people are pretty,
Dude, I'd be like Friar Tuck. I'll be the guy that shows up with like the mead and stuff I brewed for the festival.
Hey, I bet.
Yeah, I bet.
I hate that guy.
So then you got triathlon duels, which are 1v1 fights that consist of three rounds using different weapons.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
This guy definitely has the advantage on the right. He can actually see what he's doing because he's just got a chainmail face guard where the other guy's like, hey.
Yeah, he's got like a slit.
I don't think I see anybody over there anymore. Oh, nope, there he is.
So when it's a battle like this, it's a point-based system based on blows. So kind of like a karate or UFC fight.
It's a young Jason Mewes.
But so you got your 1v1s and then...
2-on-2, 3-on-3.
I will.
Oh, yeah, give it like, to me.
Oh, yeah, I want to see the melee of
hold on,
the
I'm
full
looking...
army.
Yeah.
Flarmy.
So... Flarmy. At the end of the tournament, no, this one's 5v5. Hold on.
Oh, even better. The more the merrier, as they say.
Yeah, okay. So check this one out real quick. This is kind of just like a montage. Hold on. Let me see if I can get some.
It's the Battle of the Nations, the more the merrier.
Yeah.
Oh, that was like 20 people against 20 people.
Well, right. I mean, this is like the highlight reel.
Battle of Nations,
man. Do you think these guys make their own armor? Or is
No,
some dude that they're just like, yeah, I'll make you a set of armor.
I mean, I bet there's guys who buy it, but I bet most of these guys probably nerd out on this shit pretty hard and do this themselves.
I doubt it, because I don't think all of them are blacksmiths.
Yeah.
They definitely nerd out. They definitely nerd out in a good sense. I'm not being derogatory here.
No, you don't nerd out when you're doing this. This is like gangster shit.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying, though.
Yeah, they definitely do this.
Dude, here's this Coliseum.
Right?
They're like fighting in the round.
What's it?
Jesus, this is in like Czechoslovakia or something, right? Like,
no, I bet it's a cricket court.
Okay, let's go to that. So they've been held in Warsaw, Poland, France.
That one in Warsaw.
Croatia, Prague, Barcelona, Rome. And the next one is going to be in Serbia. Oh, God.
Oh, man. The Serbian Knights are going to take that one.
I want to know, like,
actually, Russia.
Can these guys
the
like
dominant force?
Really?
Can these guys like
very
you
much
know,
so.
Knee each other and punch each other? Or do any of that stuff?
Thanks for asking. So it is 100% free for all, barring, like I said, a few like just moves like they don't want you aiming to like trip people by like poking them in the foot with like a staff.
Yeah.
But complete free for all, as long as you're not trying to hit their hands. you can't hit anyone that gets exposed, but you just got to get them down. So wrestling is encouraged.
Ooh.
So as soon as they go down, they're out.
Yeah. So like
that's why those guys are down. Okay.
Yeah. As you can see, all these guys on the ground there are out. And then it's just like last team standing. So wow. You're pretty much allowed to do it, but you're supposed to do it by like wailing on them. You don't just go for like trips and stuff. However, if it's like a wrestling move, totally encouraged.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, so I just want to watch one of these guys like grab somebody and like throw them over their knee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like, this is like a real version of like capture the flag.
Kind of.
Like tag flag or whatever it's called.
So.
Oh, yeah.
Where you like get them out and you like. Yeah,
I know what you're saying now.
So it's here's like another highlight reel. It's
gotta hurt so bad.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
The crazy thing is, like, we're not gonna show it here, but like Vice did a short piece on this, and they're like interviewing the guys after the thing, and then like it's nothing. So they have a suit of armor on. They have like another set of pads on underneath it.
Yeah.
And then some of them even rock like a third layer that's like sort of padded. But it's just insanity, dude. It's like complete chaos. And like blunted axes. Yeah.
Came out here today to hopefully get my ass kicked by two of these other really good boys.
In Russia, as I said, they've been the dominant force, but they have even gone as far to add this into their version of UFC, which is M1. So this octagon will have MMA in it after this.
Sorry, I'm running low on battery over
here. That's awesome.
Oh, you're good.
This is like don't have a plug. This is why you show up early to fights, is to see stuff like that. Yeah, right? Like,
talk about an undercard.
Yeah.
These guys
knock his helmet off.
And this is like, again, more of the point-based stuff.
Yes.
That guy is quick in the red.
Right? He's got wicked moves. So I wonder, like, if the shield's a block, does that count?
I bet not.
Okay. I'm guessing this is kind of like MMA, where it's just kind of like take your dude out and make him surrender.
Yeah, I mean, right? That's the ultimate goal. But, like, if it's, like, no one gets knocked out, then it's, like I said, a point system.
Yeah, it got to be based on hits and stuff like that.
So a brief history, this is actually not what we're watching, but this is again about the Battle of the Nations. The first meeting for the organization of the festival and the championship was held in Ukraine in 2009, like I said. Participants, countries were Russia, UK, Ukraine, Belarus, and Poland. Russia dominated. Then the next year... they didn't have full teams, but they had what they called novice teams, added Italy, Germany, and Quebec.
Ooh.
So now we're getting interesting, right? And now, I'm going to have to cut off the knife fight here, guys. Now there are 20-something nations, including, as you can see here, Argentina, Belgium, Brazil, and of course, you know, Belgium's got like two guys, whereas Russia has a whole thing.
I like the Canada face.
The Canada face? That? Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm so dumb. I didn't even realize it was supposed to be a helmet. I thought it was a shield.
It's a helmet.
China, Portugal, Slovenia, Turkey, Australia, Austria, Belarus, Chile, Croatia, Czech Republic, Denmark, Estonia, Finland, like Texas. France, Germany, Hungary, Israel, Italy.
Good God, man.
Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Latvia, Luxembourg.
Mexico.
National team of Mexico, man.
Moldova, Netherlands, New Zealand, Poland, Russia,
Serbia,
Spain, Slovakia, Switzerland, the United Kingdom, Ukraine, and the United States of America.
There's 59 members.
Yes, we actually have a huge contingency.
Wow.
And
U.S. versus Russia.
Yes, sir.
21v21.
Here we go.
Yes.
Look at that. Oh,
that's
armor.
A sick mask.
Yeah.
I like it.
So
are these like the warlocks?
Wait, how is this dude allowed to like dress up in like drag outfit and not get taunted like everybody else that does that?
I'm confused. Were you talking about the guy that was checking his armor?
Bad video.
Yeah, he's like a ref.
Yeah, he's dressed like a monk, dude.
Yeah.
No, I'm pretty sure he... Okay, those aren't fake boobs he's got in his dress?
He might just have actual boobs. I mean, like we said, it is a nerd-heavy culture.
All right, all right.
So for those of you who can't see this, bad radio, we got the finals, I believe the finals from the 2017 Battle of Nations, if you want to YouTube it yourself.
Team Russia.
Russia is in white tunics with a yellow stripe.
You know, Russian colors.
Yeah, what? I was wondering about that. It's got to be something traditional or maybe, if they chose that.
Yeah, or maybe since we're red, white, and blue.
Well, that's another thing.
Red, white, and blue. Well, I don't know. Maybe there's like a home team and an away team.
No.
No?
No, because like if you look at Hungary and Italy's, or two of them, like there's a bunch of them that look the same. But red, white, or the USA are rocking a tunic that is half like stars on blue and then half striped. It's pretty badass.
It's a pretty sweet kilt cover. What is that? Tunic?
Tunic, I think, is what it's technically called. They call it heraldry.
Heraldry.
But
I know a guy named Harold.
So, unfortunately, the Battle of Nations probably will never make it to the U.S. because they like to put it on in a castle. And
that totally makes sense.
Yeah,
Dude, there's a castle here in Colorado. Let's have it there.
That's what I'm saying.
What was that guy poking the stick through in the other side of the fence for?
Oh, that's like the referee. So if there's like an illegal move or a tie-up or like this guy's down. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus, that guy doesn't have an eye. That has to happen.
Oh, man, I love this sport.
Right?
He seemed pretty okay about it.
Yeah, he was just walking around like,
he probably just caught a little poker in the eye, you know? It's only blunt steel weapons.
All right. Well, this is a new sport.
Yeah.
That I really enjoy.
How do we get involved in
it? I haven't seen any maces.
I'm glad you asked. Actually, they were scattered.
Okay.
So, America has a thing called the Armored Combat League.
ACL. I tore it. They tear it up.
I tore it, too. You tore your ACL?
No.
Oh. Both Ian and I know. Joke. That's what I was asking.
That guy's belt is like 8 feet too long. You think he uses it as a weapon?
For sure.
He like pulls it out and like chokes people with it. Or one of his teammates grabs it and like they run into it like a rope.
Like clothesline somebody else. No, I bet he just takes it off and beats them.
Yeah, just here we go. Oh, here we go.
So here's some armored
like he's their dad.
Combat League. And as you can see here, this is just taking place in a gym.
that's our version of a castle.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much.
Where you go get you swole,
now, do you have to have special shoes for this?
Yeah.
Do you wear whatever shoes you want? Like,
that's interesting. I wonder if you do have to wear some kind of boot.
I mean, I'd definitely go out there with like steel-toed boots.
Hell yeah. Yes.
Work boots on.
I can't really
like jackhammer
here.
Boot. You know, like the foot covers.
Oh, for sure. But it'd be a different story. You know, like these guys are like wrestling on like that slicked concrete versus.
Yeah, you'd have to be wearing
some
like,
five
Jordans.
Fingers.
Yeah.
See how that plays out.
That'd be fucking sweet.
Be super quick and agile. Uh-oh. They've already kind of like paired up.
Yeah. Just oh, look at that. Straight down.
Yeah, dude.
So,
it was like a turtle roll.
So see, like I was saying, wrestling is encouraged.
I like how there's only two guys left standing, though. That was like super quick.
Yeah. I'm curious, though, because...
Now it's just kind of lame.
Yeah.
A lot of hugging.
Yeah.
It's like a boxing match.
Who did your armor? Oh, yours is this guy? Yeah. Oh, that's sweet.
All right. Start whacking him in the head again, guys.
Yeah.
We need some action.
Need some action here.
Hit him harder.
I'm so tired.
But seriously, yours is so shiny. How do you keep it so shiny?
How does your suit not smell as bad as mine?
I put dryer sheets in it after the event.
After the event. Well, I've been using newspaper, but I gotta try the Febreze. This guy's like walking around, he's like, yes, total domination.
I grew mushrooms in my helmet once. It was awesome.
Oh my god.
All right, yeah, now all the night people are gonna hate us.
No, I think they're good with us trying to expose to a new sport. But yeah, so pretty crazy stuff. You guys got any questions?
I think I've asked them all, but I mean, it's pretty freaking sweet. I mean, I definitely watch more of this than a lot of sports. This seems like it could get super entertaining. Watching it live, I mean, it'd be loud, obnoxious. Maybe have some fake dragons that come out every once in a while, shoot some fire.
Get some and my real computer RPG. Died.
I but. Just want to check out the mead garden.
Oh, man.
Bring mead. Me the winches.
That's all good. So, mead gardens, full contact, medieval combat. I think that
serves the sausage. The sausage king?
Probably wenches.
The sausage king of Chicago?
No. Okay. It doesn't take place in Chicago, dude.
Yeah.
It'd be the sausage queen of king of Poland.
Okay. King of Poland.
But only if it's in Poland?
Maybe. I don't
That's
know.
Why they call it
Poland. So many questions.
Do you think the royal families ever actually show up from these countries?
That would be sweet.
Like does the Queen of England...
If you actually had to defend your title as, like, the royal family.
Yeah.
Like, come on down, good old King of Wenceslas. Like, defend your crown.
Yeah, the Queen's got her own, like, set of, like, guys. It's like the drivers that are like, all right, boys, you got the weekend off. Go train.
Yeah.
I have a feeling if that was the case, they'd actually send, people from the military to go fight.
No, but that'd be cheating.
Yeah.
No, this isn't Russia.
Actually, one of the...
they're doping.
Yeah.
The Russians are doping.
Oh, my God. Yeah. The Russian gas. No, one of the guys on the American team is, like, a major in the army. And this is, like, his hobby.
Was he trained by Putin?
It's pretty sweet. We can't show it because it's, like, a Vice doc. But, yeah, he's sitting there in his full armor with a cowboy hat on getting interviewed.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Was he shirtless, too?
No, he has his full armor on.
Yeah. Oh, full armor on. Sorry.
Yeah. Jesus. Get with the picture here.
So he's playing Obviously for the U.S., not the Scots.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think that'll about do it. Night fight.
Oh, they got ring girls?
Yeah. Well,
why don't they dress up in, like, modern day, or, like, current day era?
This is Armored Combat League. This isn't, like, the reenactment. It doesn't really have that element. Obviously, they're playing in a warehouse with concrete floors. I mean,
it looks like a basketball gym.
Well, no, it's got to be warehouse because the basketball gym would have different floors. This is just
hardwood, bro.
Yeah.
And a 3-point line.
Not necessarily. The Y's never afforded basketball or hardwood floors.
So this is interesting. Mm-hmm. We got a guy with two swords going up against a guy with a shield and an axe.
Kick. Shield axe.
Watch this one, and then
kicks.
We
got
to do final thoughts.
I'm pretty impressed with how well this, the wood holds up.
The ring, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's literally, they put that together in like 10 minutes.
I know, but if you watch it, like, it flexes it all.
Yeah,
it
buckles. Yeah. It's got, dude. I mean, I can't imagine that there's not regulations about it.
Oh,
did you see the sparks there?
Size or what?
His own kick took him down. Merely a flesh wound.
I got my axe, bro.
I was doing some research.
I'll bite your knees off.
And one of the guys was saying that, like, yeah, it's not so much the concussive aspects of it. It's like when something really random, like a spark, flies into your helmet.
Oh, yeah.
That really kicks
in. Lights your beard on fire.
Well, no, he says it sucks the air out of the helmet because, I mean, you can't breathe.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So the next one of these...
I bet it just gets exhausting.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The next Battle of Nations is set to be held in Serbia. And in April, and I'm like, dude, that's
I'm out.
It's right by, isn't that close to the international netball thing?
Oh, God, we're not going to watch both of these, buddy.
Come on, man, a boy can dream.
Unless it's sponsored by our sponsors that we don't have.
I got a few ideas. I mean, we're going to have our first interview that's not just some schmuck we know from our fantasy league. Next week.
Who are we interviewing?
I don't know. You'll have to tune in and see.
Ooh.
Oh.
All right, boys.
Element of surprise.
Foreshadowing.
Yeah.
Similar to foreskinning.
Any
that's
final...
space stalking.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Any final thoughts?
Buffalo suck. Already down 1 point.
Find out if this ever happens in Denver and go to a bout.
The Armored Combat League?
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, we could probably look it up right now.
I'm gonna do that.
All right.
All right. That'll about do it from our end. And any
thoughts, Ian?
How was your first podcast?
Oh, it's always good looking at dumb videos and making fun of them.
Dumb videos?
Well, no, I'm sorry. Incredibly active people doing incredibly athletic things that are entertaining for all of us to consume.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for coming by, Ian. Hope to have you on again sometime soon. Commish out.
Later.
Peace. Bye.